I get dozens of offers from men and women to be mine every day on various sites. I would guess many women do. I'm not that special. That's not what this is about. It's about the fantasy many have of being owned, of what it means. This is what it means to me. When you are mine, you text me throughout the day or email me, continuing conversations we have about female-led relationships, kink, silly memes, philosophy, life, and cute animals that make me go squee. When you are mine, you buy me gifts, send me flowers, and go out of your way for me. When you are mine, you tell me your deepest desires and your darkest secrets. When you are mine, you plan surprises for me just to see me smile. When you are mine, you have assignments to send me photos and to think of me and tell me what you're thinking at specific times during the day. When you are mine, you offer me your sluttiness and your need. When you are mine, you give me your vulnerability. You bare your throat to me. When you are mine, you look good for me. You take care of yourself for me. When you are mine, your softer emotions are on the surface with me. You enjoy telling me crazy, insane, sappy things that you would cringe to admit to anyone else. When you are mine, you're required to pick someone to flirt with and make them want you and report back to me. Sometimes it's a man, sometimes it's a woman. These are just some of the things I require as part of service to me. When I own you, I enter your brain. I play with your adoration. I mold your desire and I ground your fantasies in me. When I own you, I give you 100% genuine acceptance for all that you are and all that you may become with me. When I own you, I give you carnal pleasure. And yes, I withhold it too, because that is what you need, and it's what I want. When I own you, I create elaborate, sexy, meaningful scenes. When I own you, I train you to serve me well, and I reward your good behavior. When I own you, I make you watch as I flirt with other men and women. I tell you details. I make you squirm with both jealousy and pride. When I own you, I protect you and lead you. When I own you, I dress up for you and play with your visual desire for me. When I own you, I guide you with my logic and my objectivity. When I own you, I give you love and adoration and affection. I help you make choices that will improve your life. When I own you, I give you a residence in my heart and soul that shelters and protects. This is not a light matter, and this may seem like a fantasy to some. It isn't, because I am not a fantasy. I am real, and my heart and feelings are part and parcel with what I do.